Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Chicago bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Staying with me, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. We have a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget, take the poll question. Check out the video. Check out the blog, etc., etc. We got a lot of stuff there. Thousands of pieces of information, from things you can read in 5 seconds to things you can listen to in 1 minute, to things you can read in 3 minutes to things you can listen to in 7 minutes. Lots of stuff there. Whatever's going on in your business, we can help you with that, and we hope you use it to your advantage. Richard DeKayser is our guest. He's been a member of our Brain Trust now for a long time. We're coming up on a couple of months. We'll be coming up on his 11th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. Couldn't do without him, and he's been helping us with understanding what's going on in the economy, and not only the macro, but some of the micro elements of the economy. He's the Deputy Chief Economist at the Parthenon Group. Richard, you were telling us when we went to the break about some of the things that you were seeing from your fellow business economists, some of the reports that you've been getting in from them. We've been talking about how much the economy, what it was going to look like this year, likely, and how much that's going to impact the presidential election. Richard, it sounded like you were saying that the general consensus among your business economists is that the president will have no more than tepid economic news at around the election time, and therefore, you know, it may not be catastrophic, but it's not going to be endorsing. What do you think?
That's absolutely right. You know, so again, this is the forecasters are all members of a group called the National Association of Business Economics. We ask them every 3 months or so, what do you think? And they send us our numbers. We compile them and find the consensus or the middle of that view. 2.4% real GDP growth this year is the answer, and that's moderate. 2.7% this group defines as normal long-term performance, so slightly subpar in that regard. Unemployment, mm-hmm. which is presently 8.4, going to 8.3%, a little improvement, but not much. So it's a wishy-washy kind of forecast. Now, the forecasters have increased their confidence in this particular view, because 3 months ago, they also were expecting the same kind of outcome, 2.4% real GDP growth. But there's a lot of uncertainty. Over 70% said they were either somewhat or very uncertain regarding their forecast. That number's come down a bunch into the 40s. So they're coalescing around this view. They don't think the Fed's going to have to do more to support the economy. 3 months ago, they did. They thought the risks, downside risks, were enough to warrant that.
So the economy's going to be so much sort of about the same that it's going to really come down to the different ways that the two sides parse the news, right? I mean, if the unemployment drops to 8.4%, Obama will claim that that's an improvement, but the Republicans will probably do something that I think should be done anyway all the time, and that is not talk about the unemployment number, but talk about the employment number, because in this current multifaceted, multi-condition employment situation we've got right now, with people moving off of unemployment into social care, things like that, the employment number is the only thing that's really given us a good indicator, in my opinion. What do you think, Richard?
Well, I think you're right. I think the Republicans are going to emphasize any kind of metric which speaks to labor market conditions in absolute terms, because in absolute terms, conditions are not good. They're still far from good. The Democrats, of course, are going to emphasize where we've come from, the progress made over the past couple of years, which has been notable but not sufficient to get us back to what most economists would define as a full employment economy. So directionally, the Democrats have a pretty good story. In terms of absolute condition, the Republicans are going to counter that we're a long way from where we were.
Do your survey respondents speak to that? Do they talk about the what I'm calling the multifaceted employment picture, meaning people who are fully employed, people who are underemployed, people who are on unemployment, people who have dropped out of the employment, they've just quit looking for a job, people who have moved over to the Social Security disability side. Do they talk about those things?
Yeah, well, we didn't ask specifically that question in this latest survey, but we've asked related questions over the past year. And so, for example, the present unemployment rate is measured at 8.4%. If you throw in people who are marginally employed, of course, the number or abandoned the job search altogether, the number goes up far higher into the teens. But that's always the case. There's always more people who are on the margin than who are completely and genuinely unemployed. So what we've asked people in the past is, what is normal in terms of the unemployment rate? What would you consider consistent with what economists describe as full employment? And a few years ago, that was down around 5%. Today, it's moved up some. The guess is that it's somewhere between 5.5 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
So, 8.4 is still a good distance from 6, and I'm convinced, without a doubt, that every single one of the forecasters in the survey would describe the current labor market conditions as too slack and excess unemployment.
Well, and the main thing is, I think, and I would say this regardless of who's in the White House, I think that America has got, we've got to quit talking about the unemployment number and using it as any kind of an indicator that tells us really, as you said earlier, where the real pain is. We've got to come up with another metric, and I think the total employment percentage is a number that we should be focusing more on. We're going to talk some more about this with our good friend Richard DeKayser after these messages. He's the deputy chief economist at the Parthenon Group. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.